Well, hey, it's us, Jason and Tony.
I could see there.
And this is
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, there are some rabies at Disney World.
Oh, no.
Well, Tony, health officials in Florida, they've issued a 60-day rabies alert for the area around Disney World.
Rabies.
Yeah, they're telling tourists and residents to avoid any wildlife. They've done a 2-mile radius all around Disney World. There was a feral cat that tested positive for rabies.
And there is a lot of wildlife around there.
They're saying that you should stay away from raccoons, bats, foxes, skunks, otters, bobcats, and coyotes. Here's good news. I already do that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to change the ride. I see the ride singing, it's a rabid world after all.
It's pretty sad, too, because just as a precaution, they had Goofy put down.
Oh, that Jason.
They didn't really. I'm just kidding. There are people who want to storm into Area 51 to see if they can find aliens.
But it's a military base.
I know. They're kind of idiots. But Tony has some thoughts on what aliens would say if they ever came here. There seems to be a lot of alien truthers right now.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing to me.
It's not that I'm a truther. I just think there's something else out there, maybe.
Well, there's a petition now, or a Facebook group. I'm not sure exactly what it is. I only half listened to it because, well, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm not as far out as them people
but
were.
What they want to do is get a bunch of people together and storm Area 51 because, quote, they can't stop all of us.
Now, that's crazy.
But they could stop a bunch of you. It's a military base.
With guns.
Stop being stupid.
Lots of guns there.
Yeah.
No, but
whatever.
Crazy.
Y'all do whatever you want. It's free country. But...
Mm-hmm.
Tony, if you think aliens actually came here or would come here, what do you actually think that they would, you know, they get off their spaceship, they look at you, Tony, and they would say what?
Okay, I think that aliens would say this. We've got probes, you've got politicians, let's make something happen. Or maybe they'd say... Hey, look, they do. They got the Bachelorette here, too. Another?
Uh-huh.
Why are the brains of these Kardashians so much smaller than the other humans?
Yet their butt is so big.
Much bigger.
Yeah, maybe aliens carry their brains in their butts, and they think the Kardashians are the smartest people on Earth.
That could be it.
Something to think about there.
Something else aliens would say.
Uh-huh.
On our planet, our mating process doesn't involve any swiping right. They don't do that up there,
I bet not.
Here's the last thing an alien would say whenever
okay.
it got here.
All right.
We used Airbnb to book Sigourney Weaver's stomach.
It's nice. Got a hot tub.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
There's a few things there. Yeah.
Grandpa stopped by for a visit.
That old bag of bones.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? My family asked me the other day if I'd planned my funeral yet. What in the cockamamie universe are they thinking? I'm not dead yet. Why would I want to plan my own funeral? They said a bunch of their friends' parents had already planned theirs. Well, how in the heck do they know when they're going to die? Back in my day, you lived your life, you died. People said a few nice words at the service and you got planted 6 feet down for worm food. Those were the days. Planning my own funeral. How about this? Just throw me in the nearest dumpster. You can bury me there, along with my will. How about planning that for a funeral? Good for nothing, family.
Some more Upper Cumberland vacation ideas. You don't have to drive far for vacation this year. Take the short drive to Mayland. Just head up Highway 70. Oh, well, you missed it. You need to turn around now. Oh, still, you passed it up again. Yeah, that's the charcoal factory. Yeah. Okay, turn around. Slow down. Okay, oh, man, missed Mayland again. Okay, just slow down and pull in here to the Dollar General. You're here. Welcome to Mayland, the Hilton Head. of the Upper Cumberland had a brand new social media theater today.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Okay, time for Social Media Theater.
Alrighty.
This is one of those community groups where you can post pictures of things going on in your community or tell on people.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
So that's what kind of Facebook page or group that this came from. Damien gets it started. Tony, if you'll play Damien and Chloe, I'll be Bill and Brandy.
Okay.
Here we go.
Damien. Some days I can't stand people. I've been sitting in the Lowe's parking lot watching this woman yell at a dude for parking too close to her truck. He didn't hit, lady. I'm a witness. He just got real close to your receiver hitch, which was sticking over the line, by the way.
Bill, I keep my receiver hitch in so people hit it and not my bumper, LOL.
Damien, LMAO. Well, she was acting like he had dented her truck in.
Brandy, so now I'm on blast on this community update page? Clearly, you can see how dramatic I was being, I guess. Thanks for posting pictures of me in the parking lot.
Bill. Oh, shut it. No one cares.
Brandy. First off, don't talk crap if you don't know what was said. I wasn't yelling. I was talking about how unnecessarily close he parked up against my truck. Hitch or no hitch, his butt had no business that close to my truck when there's an entire parking lot.
Chloe, honey, you had no business parking like that, hanging over the line.
Brandy. Okay, citizens, police.
Chloe. Brandy, you can't complain about others parking if you're not going to do it right yourself.
Bill. So annoying when people make themselves the victim. Nothing even happened.
Damien. To be honest, I'm actually really impressed in the guy's parking ability. Getting that close and not touching? Dude did amazing. At least one of them knows how to park.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony brought it hard with a brand new word of the day.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
William Erds. William Erds is Billy Erds' real name. Some say pool. Really only Billiard's mama calls him William Erds. William Erds.
Last Tony's Word of the Day. Here's the best country lyric never written.
Sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Mr. Peanut told Miss Peanut, if you ever fall, I'll catch you.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
An autistic student graduated high school last month, but the video of him getting his diploma is going viral now because the crowd gave him a silent ovation. His name is Jack Higgins. He lives about 50 miles north of New York City, and he has a severe form of autism that makes him really sensitive to noise.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to walk across the stage at his graduation, but he was worried about the crowd, so he did a bunch of practice runs with his teacher where he'd plug his ears with his fingers, but then his principal ran the idea by his parents.
Okay.
Before Jack walked into the gym, the principal asked the other students to be totally silent for him and only do a soft golf clap when he walked on stage, and the entire gym full of teenagers,
his peers,
actually stayed quiet for four whole minutes.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? In the video, Jack walks in with his three brothers, goes on stage, gets his diploma, and fist bumps the principal. Then, on their own, his classmates gave him a standing ovation without making a sound.
Wow.
Jack's principal says it's the most remarkable thing he has seen in his 31-year career.
Well, that song, When You Say Nothing at All.
Yeah.
You know, the thanks that they gave by being silent.
That's really cool. To that whole school and the principal for thinking of that idea. Y'all are
real good.
Well, that wraps it up. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe and tell all your friends about it if you would. It'd help us out.
Share it like crazy.
This has been In Case You Missed It.